street we call Sam's Place. It starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's Place.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Listener's Choice Magazine, edition number 20. And this is being recorded on Memorial Day 2005, believe it or not. This tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. And you can get in your request that way. If you like, Keats, by the way, is spelled K-E-A-T-S. You can also get in request by the old standard phone line at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. And remember that we don't return calls at this number, but you're welcome to get in your requests. Or you can send us email at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. You can also join us on the website at www.bluegrasspals.com, and you'll always find the current issue as well as all of the back issues up there for your listening pleasure, or to bring down, or whatever you choose to do. And there's contact information on that website for emailing us directly from there too and getting in your requests. I'm Roger Smith, and speaking of requests, we've got a lot of them to fulfill here on this tape, so let's get started right now and send one out to Peggy, one of our listeners right here in Louisville, and she wanted to hear some Tex Ritter music, so here we go, Peggy. Enjoy.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
Why I never
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann.
Though I've done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and ran.
Why I up
I got
and
spurs
ran.
That jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle.
Spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I go
jingle,
riding merrily.
As I
along.
Go riding merrily.
And they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and they
single.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single.
Ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Say Oh, Sally Jane.
Oh, Sally Jane. Oh, I'd love to stay forever. This is why I can't remain.
Why I can't remain.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
That jingle, jangle,
as I go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're
sing,
single.
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single.
Ain't so very far
and
from
that song
wrong.
Ain't so very
oh,
far
Bessie Lou.
From. Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou. Though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why it won't come true.
Why it won't
I
come
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I'll go jingling, a jangling, a jingling along.
Brush my arm as she walked by me. Then she turned and said, I'm sorry, with a smile. She was everything I'd ever dreamed of meeting. But I quickly closed my eyes and walked the other way. 'Cause you can't just before I reached the corner. Then she asked me most politely for my name. She was more than just a girl, she was an angel. And I wanted so to lie, but I told her just the same. Said, I know just what you're feeling, and I know there's nothing I can say that can change the way you feel. So here's my number. You can call me on the phone when the feeling goes away. 'Cause I know you can't.
Lee Greenwood there, and Can't Fall in Love When You're Crying, one of his better efforts, I thought, from back in the late 80s, early 90s. And we'll send that one out to Tom Likens out in Louisa, Kentucky. He's just about as far as you can go in Kentucky without, if he hollered outside, they'd probably hear him in West Virginia. So I hope you enjoyed that, Tom. Well, let's pick up a comedy now. We usually try to do that on every magazine, and what we've chosen today, hope you're going to enjoy. This is one from Ray Stevens. You know, we eras come and go, and back in the 70s, one of the current eras was to take one's clothes off for those who were interested in streak, whether it be around a college campus or a stadium or whatever. So this is how Ray Stevens felt about it when he wrote and recorded this song. Here's Ray Stevens and The Streak.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the Streak.
Look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold ranking. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop of sorts.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Boogie-dad.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogie-dad.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling, right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand, right there in front of the home page.
What is it calling the Streak?
Here he comes again. Who's that with it? Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
a peek. You get your clothes on.
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his physique.
Ethel, you shameless pasty.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Say it isn't so, Ethel.
Hello, Waltz.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. Only walls I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here.
lonely. Since our darling disappeared, well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Well, what a monster hit there from back about 1960 or 61, 60, I do believe. Farron Young there, and one of his big ones, Hello Walls, written, of course, by the great Willie Nelson. Well, we always like to put a new one on the magazine when we can. We hope to make it one that is a good country song, says something, or has some good country value anyway. And maybe one that you haven't heard. We don't normally do chart songs. We have a time or two, but normally we don't. But the one we've chosen for this time is one by Shelley Wright from her album Everything. And this is called In the Back of the Bottom Drawer. Here's Shelley. Hope you enjoy it.
In the back of the bottom drawer of the dresser by our bed is a box of odds and ends that I have always kept. But the man who sleeps beside me doesn't know it's even there. Little pieces of my past that I shouldn't have to share. A napkin that is stained with time has a poem on it that didn't quite rhyme, but it made me cry. And a Dear Jane letter from a different guy. He broke up with me and he told me I'm not always right. And a story. Cause I'm longing to go back. I keep them because I wanna stay right where I'm at. I'm reminded of my rights and wrongs. I don't wanna mess this up, but I wouldn't know. I'm not trying to
Shelley right there. And I want to point out also that that came from an album that's one of the weirdest albums I've ever seen as far as the way it was done, and I hope it's not a sign of things to come. Came with an album, a CD, that was packaged with a DVD, and the CD itself only had 6 cuts on it. Now, the DVD also had 6 cuts, but they were the same cuts. And, of course, it had a lot of other stuff on it. In fact, it was a good DVD. I don't have a thing against the company's packaging an album with a DVD. I think that's fine. But I sure hate to see them cut back or even consider cutting back to 6 cuts for the album as far as the music is concerned. And I hope... It is true that Shelley came out with another album very shortly after she put out the album Everything, and I hope that she was in the middle of changing labels and contracts and that sort of thing, and that explains the reason for that. I certainly hope that's the explanation for it, because I would certainly hate to see them cutting back. For the past few years, they've been doing rather long albums, and I'd hate to see the industry do something like that, but you never know. Had a request to get in some Hank Snow music, and here's one that was originally an Australian song, and Hank took it in the 60s and had recorded it and just had a big old hit on it, and you'll remember this one. Here's Hank.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollona, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekipa, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Crater Lake, the Peaks. Like, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Black, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Allensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
How bright is it shining in just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl. Don't wait to bring great riches home to me.
One of the most requested artists right there on the Listener's Choice magazine. That's Loretta Lynn and Blue Kentucky Girl. We'll send that one out to Cindy in Pittsburgh, PA. Hope you enjoyed that, Cindy. And let's get one in right now for Mike Lance, who wanted to hear a number of things. And we'll get one of these in anyway on this side. Here is Del Reeves. And one of his big hits, as far as I know, his first really major hit. He had had some recordings before that, but this was the one that I believe really put him on the map. Here's Dale and Girl on the Billboard.
Doodle-doo-doo-doo. I doodle-doo-doo-doo. Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy, hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl. Look at him, by the way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Wow, what a girl. But a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field. The big old highway. I doodle you do do. I doodle you do do. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45. Coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I wake up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real. Better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered elbow which away. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I doodle-doo-doo-doo.
Well, Well, let's go way back now, and as Eddie Stubbs of WSM would say, do some deep catalog stuff. And we're going to send this one out to Gary. Gary Jones is also a listener here in the Louisville area. And he wanted to hear something from Molly O'Day. So we're going to get one in here from Molly right now. Now, Molly O'Day, I don't know if you know it or not, but her given name when she was born was Laverne Williamson, actually. And in the beginning of her career, she went for a while as Dixie Lee. And I guess somebody decided that wasn't right, Laverne wasn't right, and that wasn't right, so she eventually went as Molly O'Day, and certainly that's where she had her greatest success. And she did a lot of country and a lot of gospel. Here's one of the country ones now from Molly O'Day. Hope you enjoy it.
Fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and some beans, go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire, wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Put another log on the fire there, one from Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. Boy, they did some good stuff. That was on the Outlaws album that featured, a bunch of outlaws. Waylon Willie, Jesse Coulter, a whole bunch of them there, and that song was on there. Send that one out to the Currys in Arkansas this time. And let's get one on now to close out side one of the tape for Tim in Huntsville, Alabama. And he wanted to hear this song, and there's a story behind this song. This is Too Late to Worry, Too Blue to Cry. I'm sure you've heard that in the past from Ronnie Millsap, Glenn Campbell. Several have done it, but this is a little bit different version, a little faster, just a little different. This, as far as I know, was the first version. It was done in the late 30s, early 40s, but probably the late 30s. It goes way back there. And the story goes that when Al Dexter was popular, and he was very popular, there was no such thing as a country billboard chart. It just didn't exist. If you got on the chart at that time with a country music song, it had to be on the pop chart because country billboard didn't exist. And as I understand it, Al Dexter is one of the people who, just because of his popularity at that time, changed all of that. And they didn't know where to put him in the chart. He was selling like crazy. It was getting played like crazy, but they didn't know where to put him. So they developed the country chart, Billboard did, and the rest, as they say, is history. Here's Al Dexter in Too Late to Worry, Too Blue to Cry.
I broke your heart, dear, I was untrue, and now I've lost you. What can I do? Fate played its hand, dear, though we did try. Too late to worry, too blue to cry. Our love is ended, you say we're through. You found a new love that's good to you. I hope you're happy, or I'll get by. Faithful, so here am I. Too late to worry, too blue to cry. I played around, dear, I've had my way, but now I find, dear, I've had to pay. I'll always love you as days go by. Too late to worry, too blue to cry. Phone. I dreamed of bygone, and I did pray. But it's all over, we've said goodbye. Too late to worry, too blue to cry.
Al Dexter there, and Too Late to Worry, Too Blue to Cry. Hope you enjoyed that one, Tim. You know, sometimes, even when they put releases out on CDs and digitize them and do the masters over and that sort of thing, they just can't get out all that old 78 noise, can they? And that was an example of that one right there. Had a little 78 scratch in it there, but well worth the listen as far as I'm concerned from Al Dexter. Well, that's all we're going to get on side one. So if you are listening to our tape, turn it over, and we're going to start side two out with Amarilla from Emmylou Harris. Marilyn wanted us to put this one on here, one of her favorite songs, one of mine too. It's from the Elite Hotel album, Emmylou's second album, I believe. And if you're joining us online, just bring down the second file, the B part of the file, and you'll be right with us. We'll see you on side two or file two, whichever the case may be, with Emmylou.